The Israel Report with Rolene Marx.
Rolene Marx, Boker Tov, how are you?
Boker Tov, good at you. Well, I have to go with Mukundi here because basketball is one of the national religions here in Israel as well.
I see. So Israel open to all religions, Judaism, Islam, Christianity and basketball.
Yes, and soccer/football.
All right.
Pretty much covers it.
Absolutely right. Really, before we get started on some of the stories we wanted to talk about, there was just some news just in.
Well, you can't make this up. Amnesty International in the United Kingdom. Now, just bear in mind that on February the 1st, Amnesty International, conveniently based in the United Kingdom, released their report accusing Israel of quote unquote crimes against humanity with the practices of apartheid. Well, they have just been found guilty by an independent review of being colonialist and institutionally racist in a 106-page, pretty damning inquiry.
You know what? Because that's what happens is when you go so far left and you want to be so woke, you start eating yourself eventually. Wokeness just destroys itself because nobody's perfect. And if you want to use extreme descriptions for people, you know, then this is ultimately what happens.
I mean, it's actually quite extraordinary what they've been accused of, and their chief executive, whose name is Sasha de Schmuck. No, I'm not making that up.
No, his name is not Sasha de Schmuck. Sasha de Schmuck.
His name is Sasha de Schmuck. Sasha de Schmuck. I had to compose myself while I read.
Gosh, he must have been popular in high. He must have been popular in high school. Wow.
Says it is critical in the change that we need to make at Amnesty UK that we acknowledge that this report makes abundantly clear the scale of the transformation we must make. So he obviously specializes in word salad as well. But the report says our view is that white savior, middle class and privileged is a perception that forms an important part of the Amnesty UK narrative about its history and legacy, and that it manifests in the negative cultural paradigm of exclusion and racism. And they've been found to be guilty of things like regularly mistaking other colleagues for each other with a similar skin tone. It's appalling. Negative comments about fasting during Ramadan. Can I just say that one again?
That's what they said.
Yes. Treating black skin, hair and appearance as a matter of fascination and touching hair without consent. Rude comments about minority, celebrity, politicians or events. So just a reminder that this is the organization that accused Israel and continues to accuse Israel of the crimes of apartheid. And on that subject, they're also up for independent review by the Charities Commission for misusing their funding for producing reports such as the one they produced against Israel.
Absolutely incredible, and that is definitely, you can't make this up, along with the guy's name. All right, the other thing that I wanted to ask you again before we get to some of the other stories is, why am I seeing Am Yisrael Chai all over Twitter at the moment?
Okay, so the explanation behind that, it goes to one of the most virulently anti-Israel activists by the name of Ali Abu Nimeh. He is one of the founders of Electronic Intifada, which is probably one of the worst anti-Israel propaganda sites that are out there. Incidentally, he doesn't come from these parts of the world. He happily lives in the United States. But this week, he made the comment that Am Yisrael Chai, which translates directly to the Jewish people live, is a white supremacist statement. And anybody who tried to set him right or engage in a discussion with him, myself included, was summarily blocked by him. And, you know, this is the latest iteration of, you know, if you can't rewrite our history, if you can't attack us militarily, you know, what we're going to do is we're going to actually just come for your very lexicon, and we're going to paint it with the narrative or frame it in the narrative that is guaranteed to get everybody's temperature up and accusatory against you. So if you don't know what Am Yisrael Chai means, Am Yisrael Chai means the people of Israel live. So one has to ask the question of Mr. Abu Nime, do you have a problem with Jewish people living?
Absolutely, quite fascinating. But on what basis did he even say that? Did he bother to explain why he thinks that that is white supremacist? I mean, even considering that a good number of Jewish Israelis are not white.
Well, he wouldn't engage in anybody who said to him, explain how you got this, or no, Ali, that doesn't. It doesn't mean that, you know, stop trying to propagate this kind of racism. He just summarily cut people off. And it is a trend. Any of these BDS activists, you've experienced it yourself on air, is whenever you try to speak to them, to engage with them, they just cut you off. And it just proves yet again that this is an organization that is not about human rights. It's not about social justice. It's not certainly about equality. It is about the singling out of Israel and the Jewish people, because that is becoming more apparent, and using racist language and exposing themselves for the anti-Semites they are. Mm.
And once we're on the subject of BDS and targeting Jews, can you just give us an update as to what is happening in Boston?
Well, many of you might be familiar with this horrific project called the Mapping Project, which the Boston-based arm of BDS put out, which is a map that basically shows you where the Jewish institutions and installations are. Now, any organization that has Jewish or Zionist in its name has been pointed out by the BDS Mapping Project, and this seems to be expanding, and it goes it includes places like the Synagogue Council of Massachusetts, Jewish Community Relations Council, which includes Holocaust survivors, the Jewish Arts Collaborative, the Jewish Teen Foundation of Greater Boston, even J Street, which is a very left-leaning, they identify as a Zionist organization. Even they are mapped out. The Anti-Defamation League is mapped out. Physical addresses, the officers, the board members, the leaders are all exposed in this project. And this has been roundly condemned, even by squad member Ayanna Presley, who says that, you know, this is absolutely untenable. But it seems to be spreading. I know Tufts University, they featured it. They've been challenged. Are they aware that the Palestinian students organizations on their campus are inherently anti-Semitic? It's not about social justice for Palestinians now. It's about the targeting of Jews. As you can see by the organizations who have been mapped out, this is not about criticism of Israeli policies that you may disagree with, which is legitimate. This is the deliberately identifying and targeting and doxing of Jewish people and Jewish institutions.
Quite remarkable. Al Jazeera claims that they have a picture of the bullet that killed Abu Akleh. Does that make it true?
Well, this is
they've claimed it.
This is trusting Al Jazeera on issues of Israel and the Palestinians is like, you know,
trusting Russia today on Russia.
Exactly, on Ukraine. But they claim to have a picture of the bullet. Now, not the actual bullet, a picture of the bullet. So we don't know if this is the actual bullet, and not much information is given other than the bullet has a green tip. We don't know what caliber, we don't know what weapon it was fired from. All we know is that it has a green tip.
What does that even mean?
This is what we all want to know.
Oh. Okay, fine. Great. So, there's information. You do with it whatever you choose. And let's see what still happens with that. Unilever are being sued. This is one of my favorite stories of the week.
Well, you know, remember when our ice cream didn't speak to us, Howard? I miss those days. I miss those days when you could just have ice cream for the sake of ice cream and it didn't offer an opinion or anything. But this is one of the reasons that Unilever, which is the holding company of Ben & Jerry's, is being sued in a proposed class action. So this is absolutely fascinating, because what the members of the proposed class action says that Unilever deliberately or mishandled the announcement that Ben & Jerry's was going to withdraw selling their ice cream to what they call the occupied territory. So that would be the West Bank and East Jerusalem, areas we know as Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria. And what the shareholders are saying is that Unilever, knowing that 35 states in the United States have anti-BDS legislation, and this move could enact them to withdraw their pension fund investments, which many states are doing, and that number is slowly increasing, that they deliberately allowed Ben & Jerry's to make that announcement, stood by Ben & Jerry's announcement, but didn't disclose to their shareholders the fact that the anti-BDS legislation could result in massive financial losses.
Fascinating. I just want to come back to a brilliant question that Jenny has raised. And she says the following, and I just think it's so smart. She says, there are many Christian Zionist organizations in the world. Are any of these organizations part of the mapping project? And the reason that I think it's so smart is, if not, if Christian organizations that aren't Zionist are not part of this mapping project, then that surely proves unequivocally that BDS is anti-Semitic and not just anti-Israel.
Well, that is absolutely brilliant. And thank you, Jenny, for spotting that. No, these are only Jewish installations and organizations, including schools, by the way. So parents in Boston, Jewish parents, wherever they're sending their children, their whereabouts, their security has now been exposed.
Yeah, really, really interesting. And I just, you know, and oh, then this story also absolutely fascinates me. North Korea condemns Israel at the UN Human Rights Council. It just doesn't get better than this.
Well, you cannot make this up. You absolutely cannot make this up. But the UN Human Rights Council, which this week we know has the big discussion, has been the Commission of Inquiry. But I'm going to read you the comment from the North Korea to the UN Human Rights Council. We are concerned over the flagrant violations of human rights and international law by Israel and the lack of accountability for these violations. We reaffirm our support to and solidarity with the Palestinian government and people.
North Korea is concerned about
this is
the human
North Korea,
rights
yes.
violations in Israel.
You know, the only reason I know today is not April Fool's Day is because that is my birthday. True story. But this week has been full of hello pot, I'm kettle stories. I mean, we had the Russian foreign minister foreign ministry summoning the Israeli ambassador to share their concerns about Israel's targeting of a runway and radar systems at Damascus Airport, because they are concerned about the harm to civilians and civilian aircraft. This is the same Russia that has invaded Ukraine.
It's just remarkable. I don't know. When it comes to Israel, it's almost as though normal rules and logic just doesn't apply. And there's the sense, and I guess it's because they can get away with it, that North Korea could be concerned about Israel's human rights violations, that Russia could be concerned about Israel turning Syria into a theater of war. These things are just absolutely mind-blowing. And yet everybody seems to take it seriously.
And throw in Amnesty International to the mix, accusing us of racism and racism in our very practices, in going so far as to redefine what apartheid was in order to fit their narrative against Israel. And yet in the very office that published this report, they are now found guilty of institutionalized racism. I mean, you couldn't make it up. Yesterday they were tweeting about how everybody deserves to feel safe in the streets and be unharassed. Well, where were they in London last year when there were calls to F the Jews and rape our women? Mm. Oh, that reminds me, they wouldn't investigate anti-Semitism despite being specifically asked to.
Absolutely incredible. With a head shaking or bashing it against a wall, which is what something that we do fairly often here, I bid Rolien Marks a Shabbat Shalom. Have a fantastic weekend. You stay cool, we'll stay warm, and we'll catch you next week. It's 8 o'clock. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.